This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. The conflict between divine and earthly love, and the impulses that drive us towards one or the other, is one of the most profound in religious thought and has captivated writers of many faiths for centuries. But rarely has the divide been so blurred as in Le Martyr de Saint-Sébastien, a modern mystery play by Gabriella D'Annunzio, and the musical spectacle that Claude Debussy wrote to accompany it. It's a story that has been heavily charged with sensuality almost since it was first written down, and in 1911 it found the perfect combination of creators to bring it to life on stage. An Italian political activist and writer of fevered verses, the composer who defined musical impressionism, and a woman who was the first of what we would call today performance artists. Its premiere caused the kind of scandal that only the French could create, and 100 years later, we can still hear why. Gabriella D'Annunzio's poetry made him famous before he was 20. He also wrote novels and plays, most of the latter for the great actress Eleonora Duse, with whom he had a long and volcanic love affair. D'Annunzio was also elected to the Italian Parliament, but by 1910 he was deeply in debt and moved to Paris to escape his creditors. He was one of the most flamboyant personalities in European public life at the beginning of the 20th century, a fact reflected in the heady text of his Saint Sebastian mystery play.
César, j'ai déjà ma couronne. Je ne crains pas le faire. Je n'ai d'autre art que la prière.
Ida Rubinstein came from Russia. She was a tall woman of what has been described as mysteriously androgynous beauty. She was wealthy, and she was demanding, and she knew everybody. She kept a black tiger cub, and it was said that she drank champagne out of Madonna lilies. Later on in life, she commissioned, among other works, Stravinsky's The Fairy's Kiss and Ravel's Bolero. But after dancing with Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, she set out on her own in 1911, and D'Annunzio's play was the first of what have been called her genre-defying spectacles. The other main character in this drama is Saint Sebastian himself, a martyr who lived sometime before the 4th century. He was an officer in the Roman Imperial Guard, and when it was discovered that he was a Christian, he was sentenced to be executed by archers. But he survived and was healed, only to be beaten to death by order of the emperor. Sebastian pierced by arrows was a popular subject with Renaissance painters, and one that inspired a surprising amount of almost erotic imagery. Gabriella D'Annunzio's fascination with the figure of Saint Sebastian was just as sexually charged, revealed most clearly when Sebastian says to the archers, "He who most deeply wounds me, most deeply loves me." Le Martyr de Saint-Sébastien is in five acts, or in the terminology of medieval mystery plays, five mansions. The first is titled The Court of Lilies. Sebastian miraculously intervenes to save twin brothers who are about to be put to death for professing their faith in Christ. Then he himself bears his body and dances an ecstatic, almost erotic dance on live coals. Sebastian compares the followers of Christ to lilies. You cut them back and they grow again. You break them and they rise again. Their stem is imperishable. The music rises to an ecstatic end as all heaven resounds. The second mansion is the Magic Chamber. This mansion is all about contrasts, beginning with a contrabassoon solo against shimmering strings. Sebastian's divine love is represented by the Virgin Erigone. Who in Greek mythology married Dionysus, then hanged herself after finding that her father had drunk too much and died after falling down a well. The voice of heaven sings of the stars shining in her hair, praising the soon-to-be saint's wondrous clarity. In the third mansion, the Council of the False Gods, Sebastian confronts the Romans with his faith, daring a group of musicians to put down their lyres and stop celebrating a god who no longer has a chariot. Sebastian also challenges the women of Byblos, who are crying in pagan mourning for the symbolic death of Adonis. This movement is where the lines begin to blur between paganism and Christianity, between the sacred and the profane. D'Annunzio quotes Jesus' words in the garden at Gethsemane, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." At the words, "I die so that I may rise again," the music turns inward, brooding. This scene is an impressive theatrical counterpoint between Christian prayers and pagan laments for the death of Adonis. Both D'Annunzio's poetry and Debussy's music contrast the sensuality of pagan earthly love with the divine love of Christ. Christianity begins to supplant pantheism as one myth bleeds literally into another. The chorus weeps for Adonis as Sebastian calls for Jesus to come. The Broken Laurel, the fourth act of D'Annunzio's play, begins with a poignant English horn melody set against a background of shuddering strings. One of Debussy's first musical loves was Richard Wagner, and this melody is a reference to the English horn solo at the beginning of Act 3 of Tristan and Isolde. Possibly because of the time constraints he was under, this piece ended up being one of the most Wagnerian pieces of music Debussy ever wrote. Sebastian invites his execution. The crucial line, "He who most deeply wounds me, most deeply loves me," is accompanied by four solo cellos. Sebastian begins to beg passionately for his martyrdom at the hands of the archers. And the chorus weeps for him as he descends, they believe, into Hades. The fifth and final mansion is Paradise. The spirit of Sebastian is welcomed into heaven, first by a chorus of martyrs. Then a chorus of virgins. The apostles. And finally, angels. The soul of Sebastian marvels at his place in heaven as an angel. As all the saints join in, and the work concludes with a paraphrase of the 150th Psalm. Praise the Lord in the firmament of his power. Praise the Lord with dulcimer and organ. Praise the Lord with timbrels and cymbals. Praise the Lord with flute and zither. Alleluia. Getting Le Martyr de Saint-Sébastien off the ground and on stage was no easy task. Claude Debussy was not D'Annunzio's first choice to set Saint-Sébastien to music, and because of the time constraints, he ended up farming out a lot of the scoring to his friend André Caplet. There were conflicts between the director and the designer, the dress rehearsal had to be canceled because of a national tragedy, and the Archbishop of Paris even announced that any Catholic attending the premiere would be excommunicated. But it was well attended, and Debussy and D'Annunzio even discussed a film version. So why is it so rarely heard? That, in fact, may be the real mystery. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.